USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another brutally cold day is coming up for the Midwest as the frigid weather moves into the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. At least 9 people have died in the Midwest from the sub-zero temperatures and, in some cases, wind chills as low as 50 below zero.
We continue to expect that the American economy will grow at a solid pace in 2019.
The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged and now expected to raise rates only once this year. Fed Chief Jerome Powell.
We are now facing a somewhat contradictory picture of generally strong U.S. macroeconomic performance alongside growing evidence of cross currents. Common sense risk management suggests patiently awaiting greater clarity.
After a 2-day policy meeting, Powell played down economic impacts from the government shutdown as long as furloughed workers get their back pay. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Calling them naive and saying they should go back to school, President Trump publicly criticizes his own top intelligence officials for their claims at a hearing on Tuesday about threats posed by ISIS, Iran, and North Korea. Reports are the intelligence officials themselves are frustrated by the president's tweet, considering responding, but having since decided it would be counterproductive to do so. But Democrats are responding, including House Intelligence Committee Chief Adam Schiff.
You've got the best intelligence agencies in the world. Listen to what they have to say. When you ignore them, you do that at our country's peril.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says officiating is not an exact science. Peppered with questions at yesterday's State of the League address about a no call on a seemingly obvious pass interference play in the NFC Championship game, he says the league is looking for possible solutions to make sure that wouldn't happen again. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Kentucky's Republican governor is taking some heat for something he said about the cold. Governor Matt Bevin saying when he said earlier this week that America is going soft for closing schools due to cold weather, well, it was taken out of context by the media.
What you're quoting is two ends of a sentence, the middle of which I said, certainly we need to err on the side of safety.
He spoke on Fox News. Many of Kentucky's schools did close yesterday, and many will be closed again today because of that frigid weather. A jury is awarding Senator Rand Paul more than $580,000 after he's attacked by his neighbor. The Kentucky Republican was tackled by Rene Boucher in November 2017 as Paul was simply mowing his lawn. He suffered 6 broken ribs and 3 fractures. There were complications during his recovery as well. The jury awarding Paul $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering and nearly $8,000 in additional medical expenses. Boucher pleaded guilty in March to assaulting a member of Congress and was also given 30 days in prison. And in South Florida, police and the FBI are looking into a tunnel that was discovered yesterday that appears to lead into a bank. Police also found muddy boots, a homemade ladder, a stool, and digging tools in that tunnel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.